Talk Live.
855-453. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It is Mark with you. You know what, Brian? I'm sorry. I just forgot the. I'm not used to pushing that button.
Wow, that's how it is.
That's
anyway,
harsh.
I am Brian Sovereign,
and I'm Stephanie.
And I was on vacation last week down in sunny Florida, and I guess Brian, you were on with Stephanie.
I was.
We had a fun time.
How'd that go?
I specifically stated that I could not fill in the manly chair of Mark Edge, but it went pretty good, I thought.
Good. Well, we'll just see. I haven't listened to the show. You know, it's 21 hours a week of free talk.
That's
live.
Really how it is. You mic my microphone and you won't, or you mute my microphone and you won't listen to my show.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
Well, you can give us a call at 855-450-3733 and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live, unlike most radio programs, does 7 days a week of live content for you, and we let you call in about what you want to call about. You know, the screening process is rather minimal here on Free Talk Live, so you can call in, change the subject, start a new subject, whatever it is that makes you happy. Let's go to Jared in Detroit. Jared, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mark. Nice to see you, listening to you on Sundays. For Stephanie and Brian, I had a critique. I was getting so frustrated last Sunday listening to the radio. Brian was going on and on about assault weapons and how they're designed to kill. And the point that I was just thinking to myself that he's talking about is when he referred to them as an automatic weapon. And that's simply untrue. So I'm hoping to paint a picture about how people who say these terms, they're buying into this nonsense, because what they call assault weapons are just cosmetic features. I mean, people like cosmetic features in food. I'm sure Stephanie can tell you that there's food is colored in certain ways so it looks better. Apples are grown certain ways. There's a market for things that look better or are more comfortable, but it doesn't necessarily change the original structure of something.
Oh, okay. Quick question, Jared. What exactly is the purpose of a weapon that fires automatically, as in you don't have to cock it, it just keeps firing round after round as long as you hold the trigger? And explain to me what that's used for, who's that supposed to be used against? That seems to be your main
concern. That's clearly used, that is clearly made for killing, but what you are calling an assault weapon, no definition in the U.S. for federal law or any state law has ever defined an assault weapon as a machine gun. They've always been semi-automatic firearms, and that's my point. That's what I was critical of, because you're making it sound like it's something where you just hold the trigger and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I mean, it's no different than saying because a Ford Focus has leather seats, cruise control, and Bluetooth voice command that it's an assault vehicle. It's still a vehicle. It still serves the same purpose.
Okay, I understand. And I appreciate the correction on my broad terms, and I was using very broad terms. But my point still stands. And I don't know where defining the guns any better makes them any less lethal or makes them any less.
I'm still kind of confused about this. Hold on a second. So the government has some law where they refer to certain firearms as assault weapons. Is that the definition that you were using, Brian? Do you even remember back to last week?
I'm not sure. I mean, I use my whole point when I say I guess I said automatic rifles or anything like that.
Yes.
Okay, my main point is that there's three types of weapons. There's the weapons that are designed to wipe out people en masse. Okay, then there's your handgun, and then there's your average rifle that you go hunting with. The first two of those I have no issue with. I understand their purpose, and they can often be very, you know, peaceful.
You mean the second two?
The second two are the ones that, you know, that I don't have any major issue with. It's the one that kills people en masse that I have a problem with, because what exactly is the average human being on the planet Earth going to do with that other than take out an army? Now, they can say they're going to defend their home, but are they planning on an entire gang attacking their home? If that's the case, I would be considering not having plenty of bullets and a gigantic, you know, and whatever you want to define it, assault rifle, whichever. But I would plan on moving if I thought I was in an area where a bunch of people other than the United States government was going to be raiding my house. And if it's the United States government,
that's not possible for everyone. But that's my point, though. What you were saying for what an assault weapon is it's no different than the average, what you would call a hunting rifle that just looks like grandpa's old rifle in his closet. It's the same thing. It can equally kill different than an M4.
So people take AR-10s and
AR-15s. Let me finish my point. Hang on. The only difference is mine has a collapsible stock that's just more comfortable on your shoulder, and it's made out of more aluminum and metal and doesn't have wood, so it doesn't weigh much. But it's functionally no different from something that you would look at and throw into what you categorize as, you know, it's a, you know, hunting rifle. They're still the same thing, and it's not a machine gun, which personally I have no problem with a machine gun, but no assault weapon in this country has ever been defined as a machine gun. They purposely excluded that from the terminology because they wanted to demonize semi-automatic rifles, and it sounds like it's worked because a lot of people don't understand the difference.
Okay, well, I don't want to demonize anything other than violent action and killing other human beings. I have no interest in, I'm an anarchist, I have no interest in laws, legality, anything of that nature. I was in the military. I've killed a lot of people, okay? And I have zero interest in that anymore, and I have the problem when people in society glorify or get so, and honestly, Jared, I have a problem when people get so concerned about, like, well, they're going to take my guns. What are you worried about? What exactly is going to, I mean, if the government's going to come after you, and this is what happens usually when I get into these discussions with people about guns, it gets down to the point where they say, well, what if the government comes after me? Man, they're going to get you from 3 miles away. Your guns are meaningless. Now, if you want to defend yourself on the city streets with a handgun against, you know, a robber or something, that's completely different. But we're talking about, and nobody goes hunting deer with AR-15 or AR-10 carbines, okay? That doesn't,
yeah, I don't hunt with them.
Right, that doesn't happen. So then what's the point? The point is to kill another human being, and I take issue with that. And for people who love liberty and are a peaceful movement, I take issue, and that's my point. And I'm open to having this conversation, Jared. I like it, okay? But really,
it's
semantics.
When people say that, oh, yeah, well, you know, the government has nuclear bombs and all this stuff, yeah, but they still use handguns and rifles. I mean, police don't carry drones that fly into the sky, so there is still a purpose for them. Now, yeah, I'm not going to jump on the bandwagon, oh, you need them for when the government comes and gets you or whatever, but let's take something that's more realistic, something more probable. Let's say there's a dollar crisis, and, you know, I live outside of a major, major city. What happens when a lot of people who are dependent on the government no longer have access to food or money, and they can't buy things, they're going to try to take things. So your scenario of a mass of people, that's quite probable. Now, not where you live in Keene. I've been to Keene since 1990. It's a very peaceful place, but not all of us can move to Keene.
Okay, right, Jared, you're laying out like a zombie apocalypse. At that point, you need to be doing bows and arrows because you're going to run out of bullets fast. Okay, and I mean, again, I understand you're talking about an apocalyptic scenario, and are those things valid to worry about? Maybe, but I don't think an AR-15 or an AR-10 or guns in general are efficient for that. I also don't think, and I said this last week, that guns are not efficient for self-defense.
Well, wouldn't a I'm gonna jump in here real quick. Now, hold on, Jared. Now, I'm thinking about the zombie apocalypse thing, and this is actually kind of fascinating because, you know, people are always entertaining themselves with this idea that society is going to break down, and I think it's interesting. But at some point, I mean, obviously, just because the power grid goes down, your AR-15 is not going to cease functioning. So
true.
The other guy might have an AR-15 until he runs out of bullets. So I guess it's a good idea to have an AR-15 or a, you know, H&K 95 or whatever until you run out of bullets, at which point you should run out of bullets, one bullet after the other guy, and then you can have your bow and arrow situation.
Or some kind of defensive mechanism, right? Like some kind of shielding or armor or a fortress or whatever. Right.
Yeah, just,
one more point before I go, that if I can get out, because it's something that I've heard people romanticize with. And by the way, I respect the dialogue because you're coming from a liberty viewpoint, but we just disagree. If you come out saying guns should be banned, and it's very hard to have that conversation with people. But I leave you with this one thought. You usually hear people say, "Oh, you know, if I could wave a magic wand and invent a gun, it would be a great thing." Well, I would argue no, because we know what that world looks like. Go from the beginning of humankind to about 1810. You had the strong hurling the weak by the tip of a sword or any other blunt object that they could pick up.
Jared, thank you for the call. 855-453, Free Talk Live.
Want to really clean up for the holidays? Deck out your halls for less at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Sale. Our thickest laminates are up to 33% off. Plus, save up to 10% on all hand-scraped engineered hardwood and up to 10% on all hand-scraped bamboo. Better yet, get special extended financing, plus big savings on flooring tools and professional installation. Hurry, our flooring sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Baa Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Happy holidays, Peter Kronstumble from Midas Resource. Today is December 28, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,660.90. A 1 ounce gold Kugrand can be purchased for $1,702.28, $881.14 for a half ounce, $425.57 for a quarter ounce. $1,702.28, $851.14, and $425.57.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line. Again, 855-450-3733. It is Mark with you.
And Brian Sovereign.
And Stephanie.
On the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, you can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do around here. The phone lines, that phone line, 855-450-3733, is brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. It is a company that handles accounts receivable. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. They're the top one on the right-hand side of the page. If you've got a business and you need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI will do it for you. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. Again, at SACL CAI. find the banner at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones. We've got lots of calls here on Free Talk Live. Let's go to Ty in Tennessee. Ty, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, good evening. Kind of shifting gears here a little bit. I wanted to talk about cooperation and competition, possibly, I guess, competition or cooperation versus competition.
Okay.
I have to kind of build up to this. On one hand, I still hear an occasional buzz over this idea of nonviolent communication, NVC, in the Liberty community.
Yeah, that's something I'm interested in.
Yeah, NVC, my understanding is NVC tries to find mutually beneficial resolutions to conflicts.
Yeah.
And it's ideal. Yeah, the ideal promotes a cooperative mode of social interaction, and it's, from what I gather, it promotes this cooperative ideal mostly by avoiding dominating language, and domination games are a big no-no in NBC.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Right, because in a situation like that, one person is going to win, the other person's going to lose, right? And actually, that is what most of our interactions are like in this world. From the time that we're very young, we're often told, like, you're on the bottom of the food chain and you have to do what we say, and there's no room for negotiation there. But there are ways to find win-win situations to a lot of different problems, and I think that's what it's about.
Right. It's a very good thing. I like the idea. But now, on the other hand, in the Liberty community, we promote the ideal of competition in the market.
Yep.
You know, including competition for the provision of services where the quote-unquote government has claimed a monopoly privilege. Now, we see competition as good because it provides choice, tends to increase productivity, and it drives prices down. But isn't competition a kind of domination game? So is there a happy medium between the ideal of meeting needs through mutually beneficial cooperation and competition in the market? Is there some meeting between these two? How can you have competition without some form of domination?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, and that was one of the things that I thought of when I first started getting interested in nonviolent communication, too. And so I don't think that competition in the sphere of the marketplace is necessarily a domination game, and I'll tell you why. Often, even within a certain industry, different companies are offering slightly different products that cater to different niches, right? And they're all trying to meet the needs of consumers, right? That's even a phrase completely outside of NVC that you hear in economics, right? Like, consumers have needs and businesses are trying to meet them. And in that way, both the business wins because they get money, you know, they get profits, and the consumers win because they get the product or service that they want or need. And so I don't think that even if there's an industry where there's Walmart and Target, shall we say, I mean, maybe those are bad examples because they're large corporations and maybe have a little bit more of a state-granted privilege and such, but pretend they were in a completely free market, Walmart and Target, they're offering slightly different things. They're not offering exactly the same thing, and some people are going to prefer Walmart, some people are going to prefer Target because people have different values and different, you know, needs, and so they're going to choose the one that fulfills their needs best.
I'd also like to chime in here. I think that when you talk about competition from the standpoint of when people who are in the Liberty community talk about competition, what we mean is competition in a free market as opposed to competition in a government-controlled market, which the government will control a market as much as it possibly can. And so there's no room for domination in a free market. I mean, there's, you know, I've got competition, and there's on the air right now. There are other radio programs that people could listen to instead of this one. And there's really no room for cooperation with those folks. But I can't say mean things to them in order to get them to do what I want.
Wait a minute, though. LRN.FM is a great example of cooperation between, quote, competitors.
I'm on LRN.FM right now, and there's no one in competition with me there.
Right, but these are all Liberty podcasts, right? You could say that they're all competing for the ears of Liberty podcast consumers.
Not on LRN, they're not, because only one thing can play at one time.
okay, but like they're competing maybe for donations.
Podcasts
or for fans.
Themselves do, but I don't think LRN fits into this. Other Liberty podcasts do compete.
But, well, okay, LRN, the reason I thought about this is because LRN is an example of cross-promotion. You know, all these similar, very similar products that are co-oping together for everybody's promotion,
mm-hmm.
right? So I could see that as sort of a cooperative example in the marketplace. The other thing that's really important to remember, I think, is that the free market is not a zero-sum game. Demand is not going to be fixed, you know, at, there's not like a pie, right, of people's dollars, and that pie is a certain size, and if company X gets 50% of the pie, then no one else can get more than 50%. Like, it's expanding and contracting, and so if you offer a beneficial service that people like, you're not necessarily taking business away from somebody else who's offering a similar product. You might be just getting extra business for yourself without changing the amount of business that other similar companies get. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's really, I mean, it's not like we're playing a game of, or like companies are playing football against each other.
Mm-hmm.
They're just in the, they happen to be in the same market, but that doesn't mean that they're directly competing. In fact, any competition that occurs is really because there's the governments there, like take Samsung and Apple suing each other back and forth. They're making completely different products, but they're just suing each other because there is a system in place for them to sue each other.
Because but only one company can have the government-granted monopoly on whatever patent.
Exactly.
Holds, right?
Otherwise, it wouldn't be competition. It'd just be two products.
Yep.
Ty?
Well, there would be competition between companies competing for the, you know, in the market, even if there wasn't a government. I disagree that there would not be any competition. The real thing is whether there's going to be, my real question is whether there's going to be some form of domination in it, you know, and how that would be delineated. I could see how there could be cooperative competition. Somebody pointed me to a Wikipedia page on Facebook just now that mm-hmm. talks about coopetition.
Yep, I've heard that for you.
Isn't it possible to have, I guess, sort of like a passive-aggressive type of competition in the market where there's no violence, but they're, you know, like withholding certain materials, you know, trying to get control of certain materials so
sure.
the competition doesn't get it, you know, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, isn't that kind of like, that's a non-cooperative type of competition happen in a marketplace even
it
in
happens
the
now.
There are
it
some incentives to not engage in that behavior, right? Because, yeah, maybe that does happen in some instances now, but not every company does things like that. And there are reasons, because, one, maybe their consumers would be less likely to shop there if they knew that that was going on.
Cash flow.
Maybe their other companies are less likely to do business with them if they're very cutthroat.
Ty, I appreciate the conversation.
All right, y'all have a good evening.
Thanks. 450-free. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Call in, talk about competition, assault weapons, whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Call in. Talk about whatever is on your mind. You're on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. Are you looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries the name brands you want at the lowest prices on ammunition, scopes, knives, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, boating equipment, and much more. ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and they've got the lowest prices. Go check for yourself. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. All right, so Stephanie, let's just go right into the calls here. I've got Dave in Honolulu holding on. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey there. Guy kind of stole my thunder. I also want to talk about NBC.
Great. Let's talk about it.
Okay, but I want to know how Stephanie got into it and how she got up to speed. I borrowed Rosenberg's book from the library, but I kind of got bogged down in it. It seemed kind of... Mm-hmm. I didn't know how to, my wheels were kind of spinning, you know?
Yeah. So just for anybody who's just tuning in, Dave is talking about nonviolent communication. It's a, basically conflict resolution strategy that's used, developed by a psychologist called Marshall Rosenberg in, I think, the 1970s. And he was really interested in conflict resolution because he grew up in Detroit during the time when there were race riots and lots of shootings. And he was interested in the question of, like, why do people do violence to each other? And so set out on this whole career trying to figure that out. And so The way that I got into it was through a personal friend who also hosts a podcast called Complete Liberty, and that's Wes Bertrand. He spent a lot of time with me teaching me about it, and I'm really grateful to him for that. But there's also, I read Marshall Rosenberg's book, Nonviolent Communication. I did the audiobook version because I just prefer audio. And there's also a workshop. Yeah, you've read the same one.
Actually, I listened to your copy.
And there's also a workshop on YouTube that is there for free from Marshall Rosenberg. It's a couple hours long, but it really explains NBC in depth. There's also several short videos on YouTube. If you search for nonviolent communication, you'll find a lot of them about different things, parenting, like skits that people do using nonviolent communication to resolve conflicts. Those are really helpful to see it like role played out. So you may like some of the shorter ones if you couldn't get into the book.
Okay, I'll give that a shot. Yeah, I think I've heard Wes Bertrand talking about it too. Aren't you doing? Is he on your podcast, or are you on his podcast coming up?
Wes is on, I believe, the LRN.FM
network,
the Liberty Radio Network, and you can listen to his podcast there at LRN.FM.
We've done a couple of podcasts together too. I have my own show called Pork Therapy, and we get together sometimes.
PRC Therapy.
Yeah, but Wes has covered it very extensively on his show. I think if you listen to Complete Liberty, you'd probably get the gist of it, too.
Yeah, he seems to really be wild about Rosenberg. Have you been able to use it in your activism or just in your life, or what's been your experience with it?
So I might not get a lot of friends for saying this, but the cop-blocking, confrontational style of activism is just not my style. It's not something I enjoy doing or makes me happy, and so I don't really engage in that. But I'm very interested in conflict resolution, and I'm very interested in finding win-win situations, you know, win-win scenarios to resolve disputes or even before they happen or whatever. So I do try to practice nonviolent communication. I go and chat with a NVC chat group. I was doing it once a week for a while, and then I kind of dropped off a little bit, but that was really helpful because we would play out different scenarios. A lot of them involved activist type things like talking to government people or talking to other people about liberty, talking to family members or what have you. So that was like the most helpful thing to me.
Okay, great. Well, thanks.
Dave, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Russell in Illinois. Russell, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I want to talk more about the assault rifles because I think there's some misinformation. First of all, people do hunt with these. I'm sorry, they do. 7.639 is a very good deer round, and there are many states that do allow you to have a semi-automatic weapon. Down in Texas, they use them to kill hogs. So, I mean, there's that.
I thought you used 22s for hogs. Am I wrong on that?
No. They're, okay. No, you need something much stronger, bigger than that.
Yeah, I don't know where I heard that, but okay, go ahead. I've never. You know, the only hogs I kill, I take to the slaughterhouse.
Right.
Okay, let me say this now. I've been to Alaska, and in Alaska, it's very, very commonplace to see people carrying a very large sidearm of some kind. Why? Because a gigantic animal can come out of nowhere, even when you're just driving down the road, and you're going to have to do something about it. I understand that. I get that point, okay? My point is that, like, with the shooting that happened recently in Connecticut, I believe, there was the instantaneous people saying, you can't take my AK-47s. You can't take my AR-15 and all that stuff. Now, that's nice. I mean, if you go hunting with these things, okay. Now, when I was in the military, I was taught that you only do, you know, you only shoot what you can do with one bullet, okay?
What's that mean?
I'm phrasing it wrong. I'm sorry. But you need to do it in one shot. That's
okay.
The idea.
Right. All right.
Okay, and that's why bolt-action, single-shot rifles are still very popular in the military. Okay, now what I'm talking about these weapons that literally do spray out a ton of bullets. If it takes that to lay down a hog, I did not know that, but I have a hard time believing that it can't be done with an M1 Garand. Okay.
Well, the fact with hogs is there's actually more than one. There's a huge infestation down there. They kill many all at once. That's why they need. That's what they use them for.
Yeah, okay.
They're destroying farmland and cetera down there. But have you ever seen the YouTube video of...
Okay, but the average caller or the average... I'm sorry. The average caller or the average libertarian or whatever that gets in, you know, hot and bothered about the gun thing, okay, is not concerned with hogs. Would you agree with that?
Right.
Okay, that's my point. They're concerned with killing a lot of people, in my opinion. At least... I don't know how else to put it.
If you give them an inch, they will actually eventually take all the guns. That's right, and I don't want any guns
to be taken. That's fine. Okay, I mean, I get it. But my point is that the bulk of the reason people are defending the use of weapons that fire multiple rounds in very short periods of time are for reasons that are counterproductive.
And to some extent, this weapons collecting is a collection thing. It turns into this
gun polishing
OTC behavior where, you know, I've got this kind.
OCD, obsessive compulsive.
I don't know what OTC is, over the counter.
OTC is over the counter.
That's right. This over the counter behavior where people continue to do this sort of rote thing over and over. You know, I've got one, I've got two, I've got three, I've got 10, I've got 20. And you know, I mean, there's a lot of, this is one of the reasons why there are many, and I think you should have as many guns as you want. I just wonder at what point have you reached that perfect point?
Right. How many muzzle cars do you need? I mean, there's people that buy a Corvette every year, put up on blocks, and do I even drive it?
I had a 76 Eldorado that sat in my garage for quite some time, and it certainly got it and drove it every once in a while, but you couldn't drive it every day, and yeah, I mean, it's an addiction. Then I wanted a 67 Lincoln with suicide doors, so it happens. Russell, I appreciate the call.
What got me mad is when that guy from Eric, which he's clearly anti-gun, because he says, I got no gun, but he doesn't know what he's talking about because he's got no gun, and then you go on the rhetoric, that makes you kind of like anti-gun, too. So that's what got me upset.
Eric who?
Was it? He called in every Sunday. Was it Eric?
Ed from Tennessee.
Yeah, Ed doesn't want to take your guns. He just,
yeah, we
like me, he just feels that, like, especially these high-caliber things, what's the point? That's all.
There, though, I'm saying. I mean, he may not want that, but if your rhetoric leaves there, then that's the same thing, in my opinion.
Thank you, Russell. You know, I see where Russell's coming from on this, is that, you know, that the debate in this country really is about who should be able to have what and, you know, whether or not they should have it. Not why, and I understand your questions as to why. I really do. You only have so much money, and if you're spending $600,000 per rifle and you've got 10 rifles, like, maybe you could do something else with that money. Maybe you couldn't. I don't know, but, I think about my life and how I need to spend my money, and it just doesn't seem like hoarding rifles is the way I'd want to do it. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It is Mark with you.
And Brian Sovereign.
And Stephanie.
Brian's getting the baptism by fire tonight. 855-450.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah. This is the problem with having opinions, buddy. 855-450-3733. The good thing about Free Talk Live is that you can bring your opinion to the board, and this is the way opinions get better. Is that, you know, you discuss them with people, and at some point or another, somebody's going to make a point that is going to cause you to modify your opinion in some way. And that's us, that's you, that's everybody. 855-450-3733. Did I introduce everybody here?
Yeah, okay. We introduced ourselves.
Very good. Let's go to Monty calling from North Dakota. Monty, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I'm concerned about the possibility of the government railroading through some new kind of gun legislation.
I think it's a reasonable fear.
There's a nation over in Europe, I believe it's Austria or Switzerland, that everybody, when they get to a certain age, are trained how to use a weapon and given a weapon, and they're one of the lowest crime nations in the world.
It's true.
However, that is a mandatory rule. You know, you are required to have a firearm.
You're in the military.
And if you plot the rates of violent crimes and gun ownership in different countries or in different states in the United States, there's really not a correlation either way. And we've looked at this here on the show before, so more guns does not necessarily equal less crime.
But one thing we do know is that, that there are conceivably 2 million violent crimes that are stopped every year by gun, people who have guns, the use of guns. And these are statistics that are out there.
It's all an argument from effect, though. Like, what if we think about the principles involved, right? Mm-hmm. Do we, as people who value freedom, want to force anybody to have a gun? No. Do we want to force anybody to not have a gun? No, absolutely not. It would involve a lot of force to confiscate everyone's guns. I just think, to me, the answer is in examining violence and the causes of it.
Monty?
Well, back to my original thought. If everybody is trained how to use a gun and has the right to have one, as our Constitution states, then there is a potential for less crime because the criminals know they're going to get in trouble if they come around somebody else who's got a gun. I was recently in a Walmart store where a guy was looking at an automatic assault type rifle. And the clerk showed him a shotgun. And I told the guy, don't even pull that thing up unless you're ready to kill with it, because otherwise you will get killed. And I told him, if you get double odd buck for that shotgun that he's recommending to you, it'll put out almost as many rounds as that assault rifle in the first time you shoot. Now, I've lived around hunting and fishing all of my life. I cherish my weapons, and I don't want anybody saying that I don't have a right to have a weapon because I might use it wrong. I have one semi-automatic shotgun.
Okay, now Monty, I don't want to take any of your weapons away. I don't want to ban anything on planet Earth or the universe for that matter. Okay. But here's my concern with what you're saying, Monty, is that if everybody's walking around carrying a gun, in my opinion, that creates a society of fear. That creates a society that's based on mutually assured destruction, that everybody's going to play nice, not because they're actually good people, but because they're afraid they're going to get shot in the face for doing some kind of, who knows what. Just insulting someone, and then suddenly, I mean, this is how it was. You want to talk about Europe, how brutal that place used to be. Okay, in Europe, 300 years ago, you used to have, quote-unquote, gentlemen carrying around rapiers and other types of swords who, if you just insulted his sister, he would run you through. I do not want to live in that society anymore. I'm glad that that's gone by. Okay, as far as like the mandatory gun laws over there and things being safer, you know, I don't have any direct answer to that, but I wonder just how much people in Europe are afraid every day because the person next to them could kill them. Because clearly that's the problem that it was 300 years ago. Why would it have gone away now? Okay, but again, I will not live in that society of fear. Absolutely not.
Well, the Bible tells you that fear is not of God. I have been around people with sidearms on them in places where they were not wearing a badge and were not part of law enforcement. And I understand your concern, but there are trade-offs. And the big trade-off is the U.S. government corporation in Washington, D.C. has ordered millions of rounds of ammunition. They aren't telling the general public that.
Oh, yeah, they've got a bunch of money.
We already know they have way
more
firepower than us. By the way, it is true that the Democrats are planning on introducing a bill the very first day of the next congressional season that's targeting high-capacity magazines.
Yeah, they only
those
high-capacity magazines.
But that's what the Internet says.
Let's go to Dason in Utah. Dason, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Well, I'd like to first try and correct an error that somebody was talking about earlier. They were saying that competition leads to domination. But the thing is, competition doesn't have anything to do with domination. Domination, by its very nature, has to be forced. It has to have somebody initiating force against another. You can compete with people on a voluntary basis without domination at all.
So, that seems obvious to me.
Yeah, it's just, didn't seem like the person talking before really got that.
Yeah, I think that people are, you know, think that competition and cooperation are things that that can't exist together. And I mean, you know, I tend to think that they can. I mean, I think that there are situations where one must compete for customers, and I think that there are situations where it's in everyone's benefit to get along. I mean, I worked at a local radio station, and sometimes during Christmas we would have, you know, food drives where some of the biggest car dealers in town are at each other's throats all year, come together to help the, you know, people get food. So I think that this can absolutely exist. I do appreciate the call. Thank you, Jason. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Ryan in Arizona. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey guys. I just had a question for you as far as, I guess, how intrusive the police are in New Hampshire. I'm kind of going through a situation here in Phoenix right now, and it's kind of hurrying up my I've been planning on heading out to New Hampshire anyways. I have a kind of a 2-year plan going due to my own property out here in Phoenix. So I'm just kind of curious as far, basically just that, as far as how intrusive the police are, in your guys' opinion, in New Hampshire.
I don't have much basis.
Yeah,
I can compare what you're saying, but I mean, you know, my experience is that I've had a couple of run-ins when I was going faster than the posted speed limit. I think three in 6 years has been my experience, and in that time period, I did not have anything but professional four. Now that I can think of it, anything but professional interactions. I did get one ticket, and I went and fought that in court, and the guy, the way he said it is, he's only doing his job, and I really believe that that's what he was doing. I also don't begrudge him for handing out tickets in that circumstance. One of the things I like about the way that New Hampshire's set up is that the municipality for which the police officer works does not get the money for the tickets that they hand out. This is extraordinarily important. There are places around the United States where they do the taxation, the handing out of tickets is an important part of their tax base. And
where does the money go in New Hampshire?
In New Hampshire, it goes to the state as opposed to the municipality. So there is no kickback. Well, do you understand why it doesn't, there's an...
Yeah, I see the difference, sure.
If you're a cop working for, Petersburg, yeah. New Hampshire, and you're handing out tickets, it doesn't really matter to you whether or not Concord is getting the money. So you're handing out the tickets, I hope.
But might they get pressure from the state?
The state in New Hampshire is highly inefficient. They have 400 people in the legislature. The bureaucracy just isn't in place. There are fewer government bureaucrats per individual, I think, in New Hampshire than any other state in the union, I think, is my understanding. It may be second.
I can understand the difference, and I have a similar experience to Mark, to the caller. I'm sorry, I forgot. It's Ryan. I've lived in New Hampshire for 6.5 years, gotten pulled over 4 times, never so much as gotten a ticket or even a parking ticket. So I really have avoided the state pretty well, I would say.
Yep.
They don't really bug me.
I would like to point out that for the longest time I was driving around a really crappy car.
And you're a male. Sometimes they target men.
Yeah, I don't have long hair, and I'm not running around being black, which, of course, can be a terrible offense in some places. But, I did have the crappy car, which is one aspect of, what seems to be a way that people get tickets. Thanks for the call, Ryan. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
MindThings.com is a fun online game that pits you against people around the world to mine for scarce resources. Do business in a capitalist economy with virtually mined gold, tax-free. It doesn't require a big-time commitment. Your little mining robot guy works whether you're logged in or not. It costs nothing to play, but you can buy bonuses. They even accept bitcoins. Go to MindThings.com, use coupon code FTL, and double your mining speed. It's free. MindThings.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.